The following is an evening lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 22, 2011 in Khasadesh.
Krishna consciousness means the bliss, so you always must be Krishna conscious if you want the bliss. If you would prefer to suffer, then please do not remember Krishna. Because Krishna remembrance will make you always very, very happy. In all conditions of material existence, if you will remember Krishna, you will always be blessed with transcendental bliss. Whether you're a rich man, whether you're a poor man, whether you're a young man, old man, young woman, old woman, white, black, African, Chinese, doesn't matter. Krishna consciousness is completely transcendental to all of the dualities of this material existence. By becoming Krishna conscious, you become completely transcendental to this whole material world. You look at the sky at night, all those planets and stars, you see. It's nothing. If you become Krishna conscious, you exist in a world beyond this entire universe. Even though you are still rooted here, as long as your body is alive, your consciousness is not restricted. When you become Krishna conscious, by engaging all of your thoughts, words, and deeds in the service of the Lord, Jivan mukta sa uchate, you become a liberated soul. This is the verdict of Srila Rupa Goswami. He states, Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasagira nikalas vapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Lord Sri Krishna, is a liberated soul in all conditions of material existence. Doesn't matter if you're a student, doesn't matter if you're a worker, or a businessman, or a retiree, whatever you may be, if you're Krishna conscious, you're going to feel really good. You're going to be very happy. So we have come to China because by the grace of Prabhupada we have gotten this formula of how one can taste unlimited bliss at every minute. So we wanted to share this knowledge with you so that you can also taste unlimited happiness at every minute. I can't stand to see even one person unhappy. It breaks my heart if even one person is not happy, you see. Because all living beings in this world, they are my brothers and sisters. Even the dog is my family member. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. We are all one big family, you see. We are all the children of Krishna. And Krishna wants that all the family members should be happy. So I want to see that all the people in this country of China are very happy in Krishna consciousness. That is my desire. That all over the world, in every continent, in every nation, in every city, in every village, in every hamlet, all the people can be happy. Hamlet means smaller than a village. Very, very small community. Yeah. So, if you all have... This is our last meeting now before I come back next year. We will leave this place not the same people that we were when we came. Because now that we have all been together here chanting Hare Krishna and discussing the glories of Krishna in this place of Kasa Desh, we will carry you in our hearts, remembering these wonderful times we had together here. So our life will now be much more sweeter than it was before. It's by having been here with all of you. We'll have the most wonderful, sweet memories of our times together. And we'll be eagerly awaiting our return next year. So, are there any questions? How many of you want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime? So that means, how many of you are initiated disciples? Oh, that's good. That's good. So, in our society, Prabhupada said that after he departs, that the devotees should become the disciples of his disciples. So, Prabhupada is the leading acharya in the history of the world. He is that powerful acharya who was able to successfully spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, according to the instructions of Krishna, you should have a spiritual master. So you should have a spiritual master who is in the line of Prabhupada, the Prabhupada Sampradaya. So we encourage all of you who are not yet initiated to become qualified for initiation. You chant 16 rounds of Japa Mala every day, at least 16 rounds. Follow the four regular principles. And then choose one of the ISKCON gurus who are preaching on behalf of Prabhupada and become a disciple. Just like I'm accepting disciples, and I have many godbrothers, wonderful godbrothers who are accepting disciples. So you should choose one of the spiritual masters. Take shelter of him and become disciple. Because it is by the blessings of the spiritual master that one receives the benedictions of Krishna. We have a very nice song we sing called Girvastakam. And the last verse of the Girvastakam goes like this. Yasha prasadahan bhagavat prasado Yasha prasadanakati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody makes any advancement. So if you want advancement, then you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. You have to take initiation. What does initiation mean? It means you promise the guru that you will follow his instructions, that you will never deviate from his instructions, to always chant at least 16 rounds every day without fail, and to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So, are there any questions?
I have a question. So, only those who are not initiated supposed to follow that, or everybody should follow that?
Initiation is not a magic wand. The now I'm initiated, I can do whatever I want because I'm saved. Initiation means a commitment. That I will always follow your orders, Guru Maharaj. So if one fails to follow the order of the spiritual master, then you are spoiling your spiritual life. Those who have taken the vow of initiation, they must strictly follow these rules without any failing. Just like I was initiated by Prabhupada in 1971, 40 years ago I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. So I am strictly chanting 16 rounds at least every day and following these four principles. For 40 years I am doing this. So this is the way. One has to become very dedicated. Even if your senses demand sense gratification, you have to tell your senses, nope, can't have it. My senses now, now my dear senses, you must serve Guru Maharaj's orders, that's all. You're no longer free to gratify yourself. Now you have to always serve Guru and Krishna, that's all. This is called Goswami. One who masters his senses. So are there any questions? More? Yes?
就是每天休息两三个小时，早上两点钟就早起，然后念诵维护小时，并且每天除了要传教讲课之外，你还要每天回复全世界成千上万的学生，这么多的信教，还有就是还有组织一些其他的灵性活动，我想问的就是。在你即使你在生命的时候也是这样子，一直在坚持。我就是想您这么就是专注的投入方案，有没有就是特别的情感或者是经历要跟我们教导的？
特别的情感经历。
对，就是特别最感触最深的一些。
He said, "I know that you only rest 2 or 3 hours per day and chant 5 or 6 hours every day, and you are doing lots of preaching activities and replying to the emails of all the disciples. So you must be very busy. So, but what has other?" Do you have anything to share with us that make you living your life this way?
How am I able to maintain this energy level?
She's asking what has touched your heart the most?
What's my secret of success?
Yeah.
Is that a knock on the door? No, okay.
Do you have anything that touch your heart the most, or what's the most biggest emotions or whatever, or experience?
What's the most what?
What experience gives you enthusiasm?
What gives me the most enthusiasm?
Like this and go on doing like this with the less rest and everything.
You all. You all give me the enthusiasm. It's your enthusiasm that gives me the enthusiasm. Because you're enthusiastic to hear, I'm enthusiastic to speak. So actually, you are the source of my enthusiasm. Plus, I have an order from Prabhupada.
但是还有一个就是我也还有得到Prabhupada的命令。When
I was a young Brahmachari, I had just gotten initiated.
当我还是一个年轻的Brahmachari的时候，刚启迪的时候，
I wrote Srila Prabhupada one letter.
我给Prabhupada写了一封信。
And I told him that
我告诉他,
I would like to spread this Krishna consciousness movement.
我想传播这个Krishna世界运动。
Prabhupada wrote me back. He said, I can see you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Now continue enthusiastically as you were doing. And surely Krishna will bless you. So Prabhupada gave me a promise. And he gave me an order. He said, if I will always be enthusiastic, to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement and to practice Krishna consciousness, that Krishna would bless me. And you know what?
你知道吗?
Prabhupada is right. I've been doing it for the last 40 years. And I've received an unlimited shower of blessings from Krishna for the last 40 years. I have received so many blessings, there's more than I can handle. So I have to share them with you.
So in China, there's a science of vast, Chinese vastu, the feng shui. Vastu.
There's a
vastu.
The archaeological science, yeah. Vatsu,
vastu.
Of constructing temples, that one?
Yeah, like which direction.
How? Yeah, okay.
And the setup, and also the fortune telling.
And the what?
Fortune telling.
Yeah, okay.
So he said he wonders what the scriptures say about that, because some devotees may have.
That's not very important. I mean, it's, those things are there. It's part of the Vedic culture. But for one who is Krishna conscious, these things are not so important. This is like in your palm. It is your future is written in your palm. You see. But as soon as you clap one time in the kirtan, your fortune is completely transformed.
And the thing is that all this fortune, vastu, is just to make you more materialistic. Depend more on material nature. It won't take you out of birth and a cycle of birth and death.
它会让你很难去跨越生死。
Next question.
下一个问题。
He wants to know because he's personally interested in doing this like as a career.
He wants to do as a career for a livelihood and earning money. He may do it, but it is not worth.
In what? Which field?
Vastu, fortune telling.
If you can do it for making money, it's okay. But for devotee, we're beyond transcendental such thing. If you can make money by doing it, there's no harm. You can use it as a means of telling people they should surrender to Krishna. Tell him your fortune is that you tell him your palm reads that if you surrender to Krishna, you will achieve unlimited good fortune. That's what your palm reads. So by chanting Hare Krishna, you all achieve unlimited good fortune. You become even more fortunate than Brahmaji, the Lord of the entire material universe. I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating. The pure devotee is the sum total of all the demigods. All the universal controllers, you see, the pure devotee is more powerful than all the universal controllers put together. So you simply become a pure devotee, that's all. You become more powerful than any demigod in this material world. Next question.
What do we do in the spiritual world?
We take prasadam. We sing and dance.
跳舞唱歌.
In the spiritual world, you can look in Krishna's lunch bag and see what Mother Yasoda packed for his lunch. Next question.
下一个问题。那个，就是在物质世界嘛，很多就是家庭啊，或者是那种爱。 很难维持永恒的那种关系，然后我们到灵性世界能获得永恒的爱的交流吗？就是这样，就是能不能像物质世界，就是不要像物质世界这样，就是很长时间相处之后会厌倦彼此。就是我想问，怎样获得永恒的爱的交流，不会厌倦。
In the material world, all the relationships are very temporary, and when we be with someone for long enough, we'll get tired of it. So she wants to know if in the spiritual world, is all the loving relationships are temporary or eternal?
No, there are, everything is eternal in the spiritual world.
但灵性世界一切都是永恒的。
不会厌倦吗?
We'll not get tired of it.
Not get tired?
Like it's too much, we're bored.
Oh, no kidding. There's no way you ever get bored in the spiritual world. There's unlimited varieties of rasa. Boredom is only in the material world. There's no boredom in the spiritual world. And for one who becomes pure in Krishna consciousness, this material world is not boring either. Does a little child become bored in a candy shop?
就一个你这一个小孩子在那个什么那个糖果店里面，他会厌倦吗？So
for a pure devotee, this material world is like being a little child in a candy shop.
所以对灵性一个纯粹奉献者来说，灵性世界就好像是一个小男孩在一个糖果店一样。脑子得好玩的，知道。
Never-ending adventure.
When you are engaged in devotional service here, you
are
not tired. When you are in the spiritual world doing devotional service to Lord Krishna, there is no tiredness.
It's like here, you can offer an arti for 15 or 20 minutes. In the spiritual world, you can offer an arti for millions of years and never get tired. Or you can chant Brahma Samhita prayers, you see. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satcharananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Kananam You can chant for millions and billions of years the Govinda prayers and become ever more and more enlivened and enthused with each time you go through them. There's no limit to the bliss. If you can sit here, Debbie, the microphone will pick it up a little better, what you're saying.
Because
the mic's here.
Why you get tired here? Because you have this material body. In the spiritual world, you have a spiritual body, you don't get tired.
Any other question? Yeah.
还有问题。那如果到了灵性世界，还会被堕落吗？就是他玩去了，又把Krishna忘了，就是堕落。Will we ever fall back to the material world again after we go back? For example, we want to play and forget about Krishna again.
Will that you fall down again? No.
不会啊。
Yeah, the little child, he may stick his hand in the fire one time out of curiosity.
像一个孩子，他可能出于好奇，他可能会碰火一次。
But once he burns his hand, he will never stick his hand in the fire again.
但是呢，一旦他这个手被烫伤了之后，他就再不会再去碰火了。
So now you've stuck your hand in the fire.
所以现在我们的手已经陷在这火上面了。
And you've gotten burned.
然后我现在被烧了。
So now you will not stick your hand in the fire again.
现在我们就再不会再把手伸到火上去了。
Next question.
下一个问题。我想问一下，就是我们身边有亲戚朋友生病的时候，我们怎么做？因为他们不是奉献者，他不又是没吃素，然后他也不知道我们奉爱这个信仰，我们怎么去帮助他解决痛苦？
We have non-devotee relatives and friends who know nothing about Krishna, nor are they vegetarians. So how can we help them to become free from the suffering?
Give them prasadam. Prasadam is the ultimate weapon. Give them nice, make some very nice prasadam, tasty prasadam.
If they cannot even eat.
They don't eat? How do they live?
那怎么活啊？生病生得很严重，然后没吃东西了。
啊？
Sick,
too
sick.
Fish?
Too sick.
They're, oh, they're too sick to eat? How do they survive? They don't eat.
那不吃怎么活啊？医院的只是给他输液啊，不是什么。
They being fed intravenously in the hospital? Well, if they don't want to hear about Krishna, what can you do? You can tell them about Krishna. Then now you're in a suffering condition. If you remember Krishna, you become relieved from all suffering for all of eternity. If they still don't want to hear, don't waste your time with them. The whole world is out there. Why worry about these people? It's everyone's suffering, not only your friends, everyone's suffering. Why not relieve all the people? Find those people who are more eager to hear and spend your time with them. Just like in the war, the medics, the soldiers who take care of the medical needs of the on the battlefield. They give their medical attention to those soldiers who are most likely to be able to fight again. That's who they treat. They don't treat those who are most likely to die and not be able to fight again. So you should spend your energy preaching to those people who are most likely to become devotees. Don't waste your time on people who are against Krishna.
那声闻帕帕德是一位脱离体困的灵魂嘛，因为他的灵性成就已经证明了这点。现在就是说我们不声闻帕帕帕德，帕帕德，因为他的灵性成就已经证明他是一位脱离体困的灵魂，这位伟大的灵魂。就是说意识上的这个鼓舞，这个比较敏感啊，因为也是我现在碰到的一个问题，就是会不会堕落？是不是鼓舞是不会堕落的？还有如果是鼓舞是会堕落的，那么鼓舞堕落了之后的话，他的门徒该再次做出什么选择？
He said this is kind of sensitive question. So we know Srila Prabhupada is a like completely liberated devotee, so he's pure. But what about the present gurus? Will they fall down again? And if they do, then what will the disciples do?
So the first person, the question.
Prabhupada was very liberated soul and pure. But nowadays the gurus, they take the disciples and they fall down. So how pure then?
Well, you should, the Prabhupada says in his books, you should take care to find a guru who is uttam adhikari. You should find a guru who will not fall down. That's, the disciple should do them. The GBC does not certify somebody as being a liberated soul. They don't certify this person is a bona fide spiritual master. They don't do that. All they say is they have a process called no objection, which means they say we do not object if this person tries to be a spiritual master. You can't vote somebody as being a guru. You can't elect somebody to be a guru. It's like, can we take a vote and say, and we make a vote and say, well, you're an advanced liberated soul, by a vote we decided you're a liberated soul. You don't become a liberated soul by voting. One becomes a liberated soul by dint of complete surrender to Krishna. Not by being appointed by the GBC or by some vote. Prabhupada says the Vaishnava Acharya is self-effulgent. That means he manifests himself by his own purity. So it's up to you, the prospective disciples, to study carefully Prabhupada's books. And take as your guru a liberated soul. Someone who is not going to fall down. You should pray to Krishna. Let me bless me. I can find a liberated soul who will never fall down. It's a great sadness of our movement that so many of the gurus have fallen down. But what can I do? If some of my godbrothers don't keep their vows, what can I do? Does it mean I will stop my work? I will give up my work? Someone may say, well, there's some bad gurus, so I don't want to take a guru. But that's not a very good philosophy. Just like sometimes there is counterfeit money in circulation. Counterfeit money, you know?
False money.
False money. So because one note is bad, that means all the notes are bad? Bad money or counterfeit money means somewhere there's real money. So bad guru or fallen guru means somewhere there's a real guru. So I advise that you look very carefully and you beg Krishna and Prabhupada to help you. You must find a guru who will never fall down. And then your position as a disciple will be very solid and secure. Don't take a guru very cheaply or whimsically. You must beg Krishna to help you find the bona fide spiritual master. So let's Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu. Let's make some space. Why don't you sit here and let him sit there? Yeah. Come on, Prabhu. You're our honorable local leader. We have to offer you our respect. I come and go, but this man, he's taking the charge of this project, this Chengdu preaching. He is taking the real burden on his shoulders. He's the one who's doing the real hard work. I simply come and go, but this man, he is staying here and doing the hard work. So everyone should hear and learn very nicely from this dedicated preacher of Prabhupada's mission. I've seen he is a very Krishna conscious devotee. So you hear from him, you learn from him, and you serve him. That is my instruction to all of you. So any other questions?
没听太懂，真的吃肉，但是又去启迪了，他说怎么去回答？要去启迪，他又来问我，我该怎么？怎么处理这件事情？我朋友，喇嘛雅玛那边的一个奉献者，然后。 跟他也有关系的，喇嘛那样那边的奉献者让他，因为他还在吃肉的过程当中，他一边要让他在那边去启迪，然后一边又在依附他，他怎么样去回答，帮助他正确的选择？哦，
不想回来，
不是想回来，而是帮助他。这一个人是两边都有关系，
他有关系，
对，他的。
工作关系的，他的工作关系的，哎，他是，哎，怎么样去帮助他？他又是个旅游回来的问他，要不要启迪啊？对，不是，他没启迪，他就想起你是吧？没有，他要启迪，而是那边启迪，他又回他。那边是答应跟他启迪，
对，去应付他。There's one, devotee who is still eating meat, but Narayana Maharaj did. Followers, they were...
Devotee eats meat?
Follower of Narayana Maharaj.
Oh.
They want to like allure him or her to take initiation there. But that person is also attached to her, so she wants to know how she can help that person.
Well, first of all, Narayana Maharaj is not even... He's dead and gone. You can't take initiation of Narayana Maharaj. He's dead and gone.
Narayana Maharaj is dead.
And second of all...
The man is eating meat.
And second of all, Narayana Maharaj was preaching in a very which was very offensive to Srila Prabhupada and his movement. There's a video on YouTube. Narayana Maharaj is saying that any ISKCON devotee who does not leave ISKCON to join him is not a sincere devotee of Krishna.
我在网上看了一个录像说，Narayana Maharaj说。 任何一个不离开ISKCON去加入他的奉献者，就不是真诚的奉献者。
So this man, Narayana Maharaj, is he's a very offensive man, actually, very offensive.
所以这个 Narayana Maharaj 这个人其实是很冒犯的。
He's not a pure devotee.
他不是一个纯粹。
A pure devotee would never say such things.
一个纯粹奉献者永远不会说出这样的话来。
Actually, I had some of my students are Narayana, were initiated by Narayana Maharaj, but they've rejected him and they've taken me as their siksha guru.
我有一些学生，他们本来是接受南岳马哈吉的启迪，但是他后来他们就摒弃了他，来做我的训士。Because
they could see he's not presenting the proper knowledge.
因为他们能够看得出来，他没有恰当的代表这知识。So
I wouldn't any these people who are following Narayana Maharaj, they're deluded by some, by they're being misguided, very much misguided.
所以呢，这些南岳马哈吉这些追随者其实真的是被误导了，误导的很厉害。
I advise everyone, have nothing to do with that Narayana Maharaj people. They're not good association. They have nothing to do with them. They have come to my lecture in England. I was giving lecture. They disrupted my lecture. They interrupted and disrupted my lecture. They're very offensive. I've seen they're very offensive people. So you must avoid these Narayana Maharaj followers. They're not, they're very, they're all, they're neophyte. devotee is full of fault finding.
所以呢，他们这些人都是专门去寻找吹毛求疵，专门去批评别人，尽量一定要去避开他们的涟漪。
Does that answer the question?
回答你的问题了没有？
还是没有。
Not yet.
这是我的一个朋友嘛哈，因为工作的关系哈，他在跟他接触，我没跟他接触。
你应该记住帕布告诉你的两个要点，
哎，
那个就是关注回答他，
不
用告诉他。
就是
第一，那个马哈尼已经去世了，不可能给你洗涤。第二，他们整个的那个教导是非常冒犯的。
对，就我直接跟他
朋友
说，
就是告诉他你应该有正确的选择，这个是需要回答他的。
So the question.
He answered his question.
还有问题吗
？All right. Next question.
想问 Guru Mata。因为听说 Guru Mata
no personal questions, philosophy and Krishna consciousness.
不要问个人问题，只问哲学问题。
啊，就是不知道这个问题，就是因为我听说您是从小诞生在班舍那瓦的家庭，然后从小就开始修习方案瑜伽，一直到现在，跟 Guru Maharaj 一起在全世界旅行传教，然后更好的服务帕帕的儿子，就像我，这么堕落的灵魂，我想就是您能不能简单的就是讲一下你就是整个修习方案的经历。
You see, I heard that you were born in a Vaishnava family and now you are traveling around the world to preach with Guru Maharaj. So she wants to know how can you tell us or share your experience of all your devotional life?
That's a personal question.
或者就是
个人，
或者就是作为，因为我们都是有着物质躯体的，就是你对于Mataji修习方案有没有一些特别的，就是忠告或者是建议，或者是我们需要Mataji加强某些方面的服务，才可以在 Krishna 之觉中更好、更快的进步。
Do you have any particular advice for the Matajis who want to make further progress in spiritual life?
Okay, Matajis, there is no Matajis and no Prabhus. Actually, everybody is a spirit soul.You have equal right as the Prabhus.
其实没有男的也没有女的，我们都是平等的灵魂，所以呢，你跟帕布有平等的机会来具有 Krishna 智慧。
My advice to you, every Mataji, is that they should seriously become Krishna conscious.
所以我建议所有的 Mataji 应该认真的去修习 Krishna 智觉。
They have also got the opportunity. Krishna says they can also come, and especially the Matajis can.Easily go back home, back to Godhead, and the Prabhus, because Prabhus have to do a lot of austerities.
而且 Krishna 还说这个 Mataji 更容易回归守身，因为跑步们他们要做很多苦行。
So they have to deliver their dependents.
因为他们得去拯救依靠他们的人。
So you, if you are married, then you can help.The Prabhu.
所以如果你结婚的话，你可以去帮助你的跑步。
Prabhu to get the children also back home, back to Godhead.
Sorry?
The Matajis can help the Prabhus to take all the children also back to home, back to Godhead.
这个 Mataji 呢，还可以去帮助他的跑步，拯救他们的这些孩子们也回归守身。
So that way they can become liberated very far, easily.
So then, 这样他们就很容易达到解脱了。
Don't get in too much engage in sense gratification and bring the husband down also.
但是呢，不要太多的去感官享乐，然后把你的丈夫给拖下来。
Wanting too many children, wanting too many sex.
或者想要太多的孩子，或者想要太多的性生活。
You must help the man if you get married.
如果你结婚的话，你就要去帮助这个男子。
So, if you want to be a good devotee, avoid all sense gratification.
所以呢，你想做好的奉献者的话，你应该避开所有的感官享乐。
I have a question for everybody.
我要问大家一个问题。
Does everybody want to go back to home, back to Godhead, or just talking?
Just talking.
Yeah, they're asking questions, but they really want to become Krishna conscious.
哦，你我们都问了这么多问题，但是不是每个人都想回归所生？
是
啊，
是。
How many of you are chanting 16 rounds?
多少人念诵十六圈的？
Not the initiated ones.
不是。
Those who are not initiated.
没启迪的。
Okay.And how many are initiated?
多少启迪的举手，看看。
Okay, those who are not chanting 16 rounds, who wants to chant 16 rounds?
还有那些没有念十六圈，但是想念十六圈的，哪些人？
也有。You want to move?
See, raise those hands again. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 6 of them here.
No, 3 there.
I'm saying 6 altogether.There's 6.
They also raised their hand.
There's 6 who want to.
Yeah, so yeah. They should commit. When we come next time, they should be chanting 16 rounds. Do they want to do that?
那我下次来的时候，你们就应该都已经念诵十六圈了。
没问题，那么大吧。
We should keep their name and photographs.So we'll ask them.
All right, have them all come together as a group. All the new 16, the 16 rounds commitment people, where should they stand?
Beside you.
All right.